An easier way to remember the words. A simpler way to understand the world. From word to world. Join us. Word of the day. 英语其实很简单。AU English. You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is destination. It means the place designated as the end or the ultimate goal for which something is done.Nowadays, more and more Chinese students are choosing to go abroad to pursue their university studies. UK has been proven to be one of the hottest destinations for these prospective students. Some students are also enrolled in international summer holiday camps, which may ensure that they are ready to study in the country. Last year, nearly 60,000 Chinese undergraduates moved to the UK for their studies.The number of Chinese students in the UK far exceeds any other nationalities. So is it just about getting on an airplane and simply traveling? Or are there some preparations to do before they leave? Now joining us in the studio is Nick Scott, founder of Visit University in London, UK. Hello, Nick.
Hi, 你好。
So first of all, what do you think that students should prepare before their trip or visit to the UK?
I think, as you say, preparation is really important for the students. Try and determine, you know, for example, hobbies might they like to do when they're in the UK? What clubs or societies might they like to get involved in? Because often we find that the students who take part in extracurricular activities settle in the quickest. Try and think about that before you come to the UK.
So, talking about majors or subjects, what is the most attractive subject of study for Chinese students?
Yeah, well, for Chinese students, we see a lot of Chinese students focusing on business and entrepreneurship and finance. I think there's certainly, you know, lots and lots of Chinese people who want to be the next Jack Ma. Mm-hmm. So finance and business are very, very popular.
So how do Chinese students adjust themselves into the society in the UK, or are there any...difficulties or problems that they've ever told you?
Certainly those who recognize that it's a challenging thing to do and really get stuck into making friends and meeting people and probably adjust more quickly than those who just wait for it to happen.
That is this episode of AU English. Thank you for listening. Talk with you next time. This lovely city, you can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City.